Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Bo. Come. Week 15, First Aliyah. So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said to him, "This is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, says. How long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go so that they may worship me." Exodus 10, verse 3. Did Pharaoh have the option of humbling himself? Pharaoh received orders from heaven to send the people out of the desert so they could serve the Eternal. Pressure became stronger and stronger upon him. Few people in the world have received such clear messages and such potent miracles and signs from heaven. The normal thing to happen would be that the person would acknowledge the Eternal sovereignty and would humble himself before his powerful hand. That's why the Eternal reproaches Pharaoh for not humbling himself before him. This teaches us that Pharaoh was responsible for what he was doing. He had free will to choose between right and wrong, and he chose to do wrong. He hardened his own heart. He made the decision of not humbling himself before the Eternal. That's why he was rebuked. If the Eternal had produced this reaction in Pharaoh without him being able to choose, then Hashem would have been unfair by accusing him for his actions. So Pharaoh was responsible for his decisions and was free to humble himself if he had wanted to. But he made the wrong decision, and that was his ruin. When the Eternal speaks to us, he expects that we humble ourselves before him. If we don't humble ourselves before him now, one day he will reproach us for that. He expects everyone to humble themselves and obey him. That's what men were created for. But because of the freedom we all have, many decide not to humble themselves, resulting in their eternal ruin. Not humbling before the Eternal will always result in humiliation and ruin. Humbling before the Eternal will always bring exaltation and salvation. Now, choose for yourself. Shavua Tov, good week, and Shalom.